We on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Posach Bikinuyim. So the Gemara asks Kasha as follows. The Mishnah started telling us the halacha of Kinuyim. Kol Kinuyim Nedorim Kinedorim. Kol Kinuyim Nedorim. Umeforish Yodis. And then when it starts explaining the cases, doesn't explain kinuyim, it explains yodek. So that doesn't make sense. The flow of the Mishnah is not consistent. He tells us the din of kinuyim and explains the case of yodek. Visu. And then there's another problem. Yodek inshi. He all forgot about Pachlal to tell us that yodek nedorim kinedorim. He just started explaining us the case of Yodesh, but first it would have been proper to tell us that there's a halacha, Yodesh Nedorim Kenedorim. So first the Gemara answers the second kasha. Ayri Bohoin, no, the Tana is speaking about Yodesh. V'chasuri Mechsere, that means there's missing one bove in the Mishnah. V'hochi Ktoni. Kol kinuyei nedorim kinedorim, v'yodis nedorim kinedorim. But the Tana spoke about yodis. What does he run? Posach bekinuyin besu yodis. Nirali dohi pirushe. Vadai Tana bekinuyin posach. That's zicher, that the Mishnah zicher started speaking about kinuyin. That was the first halach of the Mishnah. Afilu I amrit the masnisin mechsere. Afilu will say that the Mishnah is missing above it. Chsuri mechsere, le mechsere reishe. The Mishnah is zicher not choser the reishe. Shein odem achaser bereish dvor. Ela beemtzo. That means if sometimes one misses out something, one misses out in the middle. But that zicher that the Mishnah started to tell us the halacha of kinui. V'kimin dal kolchacho b'kinuyim posach. Since the first halacha of the Mishnah is to tell us kinuyim nidorim kinedorim, afilu tonu nami yodis, afilu the Mishnah tells us the din of yodis also. Havei leleflushe ahude posach bo bereshet. But it would have been proper to al kaponim explain the first bovet. Visu, and the second kash is yodis anshinu. He forgot bechlal to tell us the halacha that there is a din of yodis nedorim kinedorim. Shokhan, he forgot it. Sherei loy hiskiron tchilo kedei sheyeforish oison. He did not mention the halacha that Yodis kinedorim kinedorim, that they should be mechuyev to explain what Yodis are. Umetaretz kushe baschais. So first he answers the last kasha. Vekoma ayri boin. The Tana is speaking about Yodis. Kloima chesuri mechsere. But this is missing. This halach is missing in the Mishnah. But the Tana spoke about Yodis also. Now let's get back to the Gemara. V'lifresh kinuyim bereishit. So the Gemara says, fine. So the second kasha is fine, but we're back now to the first kasha. If he told us two halachas, kinuyei nedorim kinedorim, and yodis nedorim kinedorim, so let him first explain kinuyei nedorim. So the Gemara says, no, ahu disolik minei ahu meforish bereishit. No, the seder of the Tana is, if he tells us two halachas, and then he wants to explain the halachas, so he starts elaborating the second halach, kidisnan, b'me madlikin, u'b'me ein madlikin, ein madlikin, b'me toinim, u'b'me ein toinim, b'me isha yoitze, b'mo eina yoitze, loise itze isha. So memele, so now shalom ha'isos, everything is good. The Tana told us, two halachas, kinuyi nedorim, kinedorim, yodis nedorim, kinedorim. And then the Tana starts explaining the second bovet. So the Gemara asks, V'chol eichet de posach loy meforish bereishit? You're telling me a klal that the Seder is you meforish the last bother you're up to? Bosnan, we learned in the Mishnah, yesh leichlin umanchilin. There are others that they yashin and they manchil to others. Leichlin v'loy manchilin. Ve'elu neichlin u'manchilin. So he started, ve'elu neichlin u'manchilin, he went back to the reisha. Yesh mutoris l'balayim, v'asuris l'yibmeyim. Mutoris l'yibmeyim, v'asuris l'balayim. Ve'elu mutoris l'balayim, v'asuris l'yibmeyim. So again, he goes back to the first case. Yesh tu'una yishemen u'lavoyna. Shemen v'loy levoina, ve'ele tunei shemen levoina. Yesh tuneis agoshe ve'in tuneis tenufe. There's other inyonim that need hagoshe tekeren, droimis marovis, they do not need tenufe. Tenufe v'loy agoshe. Ve'ele tuneis agoshe. Yesh b'choy le'nachlo, there's a b'choy le'ketz pishnayim, ve'ein b'choy le'koyim. B'chay l'koyin ve'ein b'chay l'nachle. Ve'eize b'chay l'nachle ve'ein b'chay l'koyin. Now, again, he goes back to the first case. So now the Gemara is asking on the Teretz what we had said. The Gemara had understood the Gemara understood the Teretz that when there are two bovis in the Mishneh, so they say there is, you meforish the second bovet. So the Gemara, and that's why the Tana told us kinuyim and yodis, and then he starts explaining yodis. So the Gemara asks, if that's the case, so we see other Mishnahs that are not like that, that he starts explaining the first case. Let us see the Rav. Zok Rav. V'chol heiche de posach bo le meforish bo bereshe. The Kosalke Daiter, the Gemara held, the Chimit Arzino, when the Gemara said this Teretz, Ahu this Solik Minei, have a Meforish Bereshe, when the Gemara said the reason he explains Yodis first, because that is the Seder, that you are Meforish, Ahu this Solik Minei, Bedavke Kamrine, that Bedavke, that is the Seder. The Elekek paid the Bemilse, they have a letana le masnina le kula bechodi gavne. It means if there's no kpeda, we gemar brought three rayas that the tana is meforish the sefer before the reish. Umishamochi makshi. So the gemar says, how can you tell me the seder is that he's always meforish? That he's always meforish the sefer. We see in other cases that he's meforish the reish. Bosnan yesh neichlin umanchilin. Hainu ha'ov es habonim. Ha'ov is neichl the bonim if they die bechayov. And he's manchil abonim. Neichlin v'loy manchilin. Hainu ha'ishes imoy. That a son yarshin's a mother and he's not meirish to the mother because the din yerush is l'mishpoche. Mishpachas av kruye mishpoche. Mishpachas aim ene kruye mishpoche. Mutores lebalayim basures liyemeyim. The forest prepared yesh mutores koyim hedyet shenosas almonim. So it's muta lebalayim, v'yesh le'och koyim godu, and it's also liyemeyim. Mutores liyemeyim basures lebalayim. Koyim godu shekidish es almonim. He only made kedushin, he didn't make nisun, because then she'd become a chalala. V'yesh loy och kayin hed yitzot asuris labalayim and mutoris liyemeyim tuunay shemen ulevayna mefosh pekol amenochis minchas ha-soyles v'hamachvas v'hamacheshes shemen v'loy levayna minchas nesochim tuunay sagoshe shiyagish ha-kayin es ha-mincho he should bring the mincha Bekeren dreimis marovis, tachsiv zois teres amincho, hakreiv oiso bnei arin lifnei Hashem. Amafashinen bepeleka yamod. Maybe what is the mokim of the mizbeach at lifnei Hashem? And the keren droim is marovis. Tenufo kaim miniach yodei tachas yad abayle mumeinit. Tuna hagoshe ve'eino tuna tenufa. Hainu minchas chayte. Tuna tenufa ve'ne tenufa ve'ne tuna hagoshe. Hainu like shemin shal metzoyre v'ashamay v'abikurem. Bechoyer lenachlo litel pishnayim. Ve'ein bechoyer lekoyin.
That
means the b'chayil l'nachla is totally in reishis oinoi. Reishis is a libay do avolo. So if the first were nefolim, so this is reishis oinoi. Mechein nami, mi shalai hoyu loy boni, v'nose isha shekval yoldo. So Memele, so by her it's not a peterech, and by him it's reishis einai. B'chayu lekoyin ve'einai b'chayu lenachla, ki goyin shahoyu loy bonim, v'no se'ish shloy hoyu loy bonim, so it's a peterech, and it's not reishis einai. Al kopone, the Gemara asked now Akasha on that teretz. The teretz had been, that you're always meforish the bov of the sefer first. So we see nitazoi. We see that in these cases you meforish the reisha. So let us go back on the base and the base. So the Gemara answers, holin mishum da avshalei meforish shahu da posach bereish. So the Gemara said, the kash you asked from yesh noichlim, the reason why he went back to the first bovet, because there are many cases in the first case, and if you're going to start going backwards, you'll get fatumot. So Memele, since he wanted it to get clear what yesh noichlem or manchilem, so he went back to the beginning so we won't get mixed up. Let us see Rashi. Mishum let's see the Ram. Mishum da'av shalem b'porish ha'da posach b'reish. So the Ran says, Afshon kloima shedinehen merube. Kedamrinem bereisha shone, da afshi broches. There are many broches. Hilkach. Ime forish lulam afreya. If he go backwards, osilamiti should come to make a toys. So that's why by yesh noichlem he started from the beginning. Abola oilom, ilav mishum haitaime, sidre davke, lefushi ode solik minai. Then, my teretz is a teretz. All the time, the proper seder is to explain the last bover. Now, by yesh noichlam, he had to go back, since it's avshin mila, he had to go back to the first bover. Let's go back to the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara, is that so? There's not too many cases on behema yoitze, uktane yoitze gomu. And it says yoitze gomu. So we see klo, not the way you said. We see klo that, that even though it's not option milse, he explains the first case. So now the Gemara says now a new teretz. Elo lavdavke. Now the Gemara's chayzer. Not the way I understood before, that there's a miyuchedike seder, that you're always meforish, the bov of the seder. No, there's no seder. Zimnen meforesh ahuda posach bereishe, zimnen ahuda solik meforesh bereishe. There's no seder. So memele, so therefore the Tana can do whatever he wants. So that's why you find that the different mishnayis is meforesh bereishe, and different mishnayis is posach bereishe. Let us see daran. Hello lavdavke, zimnen meforesh. Nearly the lahochi mishani sidrei Tana. The Tana was bedavke mishana the seder, La'ashmi'ino, to tell us this group, the lekek peide v'milse. There's no peide. V'chol tane de tonike de boi shapudomi. However you learn is proper. V'leke boho milse mishum vatitcha aloshen arumim. There is lemaise aloshen arumim, but one should be boiche. But fakelt, there is no proper way. Both ways are proper. So that's why the Tannoim were Mishana the Seder. That is the first Teretz of the Gemara. The boy is saying, or else I'll tell you a second Teretz. That Emerson, the Ran, we'll see the Ran explains that the first Teretz is Zicha Emes. Let's forget about our Mishnah. We hear Vaychoches from the different Mishnahs, that zimne meforish ma de solik menei, zimne meforish ma de posach. No, but our Mishneh bedavke, the Tana explained Yodis, aidi de osien midroshe meforish lohin bereish. Since Yodis is, I learned this from Adroshe, so therefore he was meforish this first. Nearly the hochikom. Let us see the rat. Vadai de lekek peide bimils, de ziche no hakpod, normally. Kidika amrit, de boho leke lemitlug, there's no machlekas in this, the masnaisi mukhachi shapir. From the mishnayis, you can see that there's no hakpod, how to make the seder. Miu bimasnisen, but our mishnah, this house knows leiteme chodeminayu noka, Ela bedavkim, abedavka akim, aktim yodais. Vishim da osyem midroshe. That since it's osyem midroshe, so, l'chei repshat is, it's chabiv olai. So, memele, that is why, since the osyelai midroshe, so that's why he was magdim yodais. Aniche leman da omar, he wants to tell us the mechudishtike halacha first. So that's why he explains Yodis. So the Gemara asks as follows. Aniche leman da omar kinuyin loshen nochime. If we hold like Rabbi Yochanan that kinuyim is loshen nochim, so memele, then I understand what you're saying. So first he tells us the poshita halacha. Then he tells us the mechudish tikaloch, it is a din of Yodis, and Rakelt, since Eloizu Apsu, and then he wants to explain the mechudish tikaloch, so he explains Yodis. El olamanda omalosh and shabodolem chachomeli is noide boim, but if you learn, losh and shabodolem chachomeli is noide boim, maikalamein. So memele over there, we have a kashe. Why was he magdim kinuyim to Yodis? Let us see Rashi. Daran. Kiposach bikinuyim dirais, shikendech hatana lahaskul bedvorim hayiduim bapshut. First he says the poshtalos. Elo leman dioma loshen shabodo chachamli is noida boim. But if you learn it, kinuim is loshen shabodo chachamli is noida boim. Shechit shumi libo. They were machadish these lashanes. Miloshen shabodo mi libo li is noida boim meforish lekamo. Later, Gemara is going to explain why were chazal machadish anu loshen. Because if a person will say the word kolben, chayshinan shem yaskir es Hashem. So he might be masked the Shem, the Hashem somoch kabi kolben, tachsiv kolben l'Hashem. V'shem o yaskir es Hashem, so since he's rogel to say the Shem, so he might say the Shem, la yaskir kolben. V'nimtze shahitzi shem shemayim levatol. So in order that this calamity should not occur, so Chazal made a brand new lotion that when one makes a neder, one should only be neder in this lotion, so we will not come to this calamity. Lekachit shu l'shoin is halom. Is my ikol ameimah. So according to this, Malbi Yomar Ishva. Why was he Magdim Kinuyim to Yodis? Zokteran, the Afogav, the Midereisen Amihem. What's the problem? Bodu Chachomim is also a deraisa. K'moyshe kosafti b'mishnaseinu. The Ran had said that it's a deraisa. Afilohochi einom pshutim yoyser miyodis. But it's not poshut more than yodis, k'dei sheyaschil behem. Adarabe, yodis pshiti tvei, do osu midrosh. So l'cheire the Ran means to say like this. When the Ran explained, and that Beza Med Aleph, that Loshen Shabodu Chachomim is a deraisa. So the Ran said, a lomdis. The lomdis is, loigore haskomas chachomim mihaskomoso. That was a lomdis of the Ran. But we have to understand, this is not pashtis, this is lomdis. That means, be'emesin al mishkol rishin, one could zicher differentiate between loshen umis, which is a loshen that is spoken, between loshen shabodu chachomim, which is not a loshen that is spoken, even though both originate mibosa v'dam, but al koponim, this is a spoken language, so this is a teiris loshen. Mashenkin Loshen Shabodu Chachomim is not a spoken language. People don't speak with this language. Now that's what the Ran said, that Loigora Haskomas Chachomeinu Zalmi Haskomas Umis, that's Amkis, that's Lombis. That Chazal were Machria, the Afal Pikain, Loigora, but that's not Pashtis. In Pashtis, one can differentiate between Loshen Umis and Loshen Shabodu Chachom. So therefore, to start off the Mishnah with the Dover Poshet, this is not Poshet. In fact, in Pashtis, Yodis Amor Poshet, because Yodis has a Makir al Kaponim. That means this, you have to be Alamdim to be Yoyre to this Svore. Loigora Haskomas Chachomenu Zalmehme Haskomas Umis. So that, you have to be Alamdim to be Makir this Yediyah. Yodis, it's a limud, it's a posik, it's a memele. If the Seder Advarim is that the Tanna starts off with the halachis pshutois and then says the mechudishtik halachis, then he wants to be meforish the mechudishtik halachis, the halachis pshutois yodis are more poshit than loshen shabodu chachom. That's shot the Gemara's kasha. So first he said the poshut, then he said the mechudish, and then later he's meforish the mechudish first. That's not more poshut than yodis. The zikha should have started off with yodis. And then say kinuyim. So the Gemara answers, miktoni yodis. That's a good question. But does it, between you and me, does it say yodis in the Mishnah? You're asking me, why does it say yodis after kinuyim? So let me whisper in your ear, does it really say yodis? V'lav chesuri kamachasres lo. We put it in. It doesn't say yodis in our Mishnah. Agdim nami v'toni yodis. So the man, the Omar, that says that loshen shabodu chachomim, so he also says chsuri mechsere, but it's chsuri mechsere in the beginning. Kol yodis nedorim kenedorim, v'chol kinuyi nedorim kenedorim, ve'elu ein yodis, ho'im alachaveiroi, ve'elu ein kinuyim, which is the next Mishnah further, koinom, koinos, yeah. Now let us see the Ran. Agdim nami v'toni yodis bereish. Hashte mishum duchkin. Hodri mimai denokat bepshituso bekula sugi. Now, because of the doichik, that means till now the Gemara held for a dovah poshet, that the Tana will never be magdim, it will never be mechasa, the beginning of a Mishnah. But now we got stuck. So if you say that the Mishnah starts off with kinuyim, so according to this teretz that he's magdim the poshet, and then there's meforish the mechudish, so according to this teretz, we're stuck. Kinuim are not more poshut than yodis. Is hodri mimai denoket bimshitusa bekula sukin. The chesur ein mechsere reishe de milsa loy mechaste. Now the Gemara fell off of this. From rine to lamandi oma loshin shebodo chachomim havi reishe mechaste. So the reishe is take chosu. Komrinen de meforish tane mai de posach bei. So now we have to say that if the Mishnah started off with kinuyim, so now we have to say that our tane is mai de posach bei. The high vi boy is in bahochi koma. The tane de masnisen sidra davke nokat befrusha yodish bereish. That means the first mahalach was, there's no cheshbin, there's no reason why he was mafarish this. Because you can do whatever you want to do. That was the first step. The boy Yisaymah says, that is true. All over there is no cheshbin. But in our Mishnah there's a cheshbin bedavke. The masnisen lefushi yodis bereish, lemar mehecha desolak minei, Mishum da osyin lay midroshe. Since it's osyin lay midroshe, so therefore he's meforeshit. Vikinuyem loitzrichi lefrushi. And kinuyem you don't have to be meforesh. We'll come back to this in 1 minute. Olamar mehecha de posach bei. Mishum de yodis osu midroshe. V'roi lahakdimo lekinuyem she'enem aloloshin shebodu chachomim. That means, according to this last loshin, fakel, yodais are more choshud. Yodis are more choshud than kinuyim she'enem aloloshin shebodu chachomim. So therefore, is magdim the yodis before kinuyim. Now, I'd like to try to explain two nekudis in this Ran. The Ran says that, bekitzer, we have here a pupil in the Gemara, by the Tane is meforish first yodis, and then is meforish kinuyim. Kinuyim is meforish, and afyut. So, the first mahalach in the Gemara was, there's no cheshbon. You can do whatever you want. Now, the second mahalach was, bedavke, he was meforish yodis first. So, the Ran says, now let's go back to see the Loshon of the Ran. So, according to the first mahalach, if you hold, kinuyim is Loshon umis, is Masnisen Sidre Davke Nokat Lefrushe Yodis Pereshe Lemar Mehecha De Solik Mine. So according to the first man, the Yom of Yod Loshen Umis, so is Mefarish Lecha Mehecha De Solik Mine. Mishum De Osyin Lei Midroshe, because I know it from Midroshe. Bekinuyin Loitzrichi lefrushi. In Knuyim, you do not have to be meforish. Now, this loshen is very unclear. What do you mean you don't have to be meforish Knuyim? The Tan is meforish Knuyim. Let's take out the Gemara and we'll learn all the Mishnayis. He started off Madrani Mimcho, Mefreshani Mimcho, that's Yodis, and then Koinam Koinach Koinis, that's Knuyim. What is Pshat and the Ran? Bekinuyim loitzrichi lefrushi. There's no need to be meforish. Perhaps the Ran means to say as follows. In the Pasuk, we have a drosha that Yodis help. We have a drosha, we'll see later, the Gemara bring down a Pasuk that Yodis help. Fine. After the Pasuk, after I know that Yodis help, I still have a tremendous problem. What is the case of Yodis? What is the minimum amount that has to be said in order for it to be a Yad? That means I have a drosha, but I don't understand what the Pasuk is telling me. That means I just know a fact that Yod is help, but the Tan has to explain what a Yad is, what falls into the category of a Yad. For example, we heard yesterday, there's a Machlokes the Ramban in Rashbe, if a person will say a Loshen Gavre by another, is that a Yad or isn't that a Yad? So we have to say what falls into the category of Yod is. So the Tanya, when he told us the din of Yodis, he had to explain, since I know this from there's a need to explain what it is. Kinuyim, I know what it is. Kinuyim is a not a Loshen Gomel. So Memela, I know, so I didn't tell me what the Kinuyim are. But Leforesh, that means Levayel, there's a necessity to tell me what there's a difference if I know Kinuyim else. And I know Yodai self, when it comes to Yodai's, I don't know what is called a Yad. So Memelus here to explain to me what's a Yad. That could be that Chandra. Mishim da'oshin lay midroshe, and I don't know what it is. Vikinuyim lay tzrichi lefrushe, I know what it is. That just tells me what the kinuyim are. Period. That is according to the man, the Oma, that holds Kinuyim Loshen Umis. Ulemar. And according to the man, the Oma, that holds that Kinuyim is Loshen Shabodu Chachomim. So then the Mishnah started off with the others. Is Meheche de Posachbe. So then he explains Meheche de Posachbe. Why? Mishum di yodais osu midroshe, veroi lahakdimon likinuyim, she'enom elo loshin shabodu chachomen. Now, perhaps Pshat L'Ran is as follows. The Rabbeinu Yoine in Shari Tshuva says as follows. Ben Yoyne in Shal Gimel, his Dalit says, the love of Leisoso, the Gzeiris Chazal. So, the Machlikas Arishoinim, but the Shitas Rabbein Yoyne is, that Leisoso is Koilu, the Gzeiris Chazal also. So that means, if a person will drink Chol of Akum, he'll eat Bishol Akum, he's Oiva and Issa de Reise of Leisoso. That's how it comes out. So now, if someone will ask a Shaila, is there a difference between eating Nevele or eating Bishalako? So a person might come and say, there's no difference. Here's Leisoso Nevele and here's Leisoso Mikola Shayerucha. I mean, what's the chilek? Both are the Reises. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says, וגם כי הוזרנו מן התורה לקיים עלינו ליסעוסים ככל אשר ירונו. מן התורה הוא מחויב to listen. אכן, מצווה ססי מן התורה חמורה מדבריהם, מפני שהוזכר עיקר הדבר בספר תורה סולקים מפורש, V'tziva Hashem yisborach all of the pras. He says, but it's still more chomer. This is only a generality. Bishul Akum is not written in the Torah. It's an indirect isser, and this is a beferish isser. So memeil of that, what says beferish is more chomer than that what says that what I learn out that Bishul Akum is less chomer than the veil. I think that is what the Ran is saying over here. If we hold it's Loshen Shabodu Chachomim, So memele we are magdum the isa choshuv. The yodos also midroshe veroi lakdimon likinuyim she'enam elo loshin shebodu chachomim. That he means these nidorim originate from a posik in the Torah. These nidorim originate from a loshin shebodu chachomim. So even though halachically both of them are nidorim d'iraise, but al koponim, this is a more choshev neder. So memele, so therefore he's magdim the choshev shleine choshev. So that's why he's meforish first. That is why he's meforish first yodis and then nidorim. Now let us go further. Fragt die Gemorre. The Yoda is Heichiksiv. Where does it say Yodis in the Torah? You say Yafinula Midrosh. So the Gemorre says, Ish ki yaflo yinder neder noze lahaze lashem. The Sanya, we learned in Abaraise, noze lahaze, Lasa is kinuye neziris ke neziris, viyode is neziris ke neziris. Engli elo beneziris. By neziris, there's a din of kinuyim and yodis. Benidorim inayi. How do you know by nidorim there's a din of yodis? Talmud loime ish ki yafle linder neder nozel hazel Hashem. Makish neziris le nidorim. Le nidorim le neziris. Ma neziris also bo yodis neziris ke neziris. Af nedorim also bem yodis nedorim ke nedorim. The Bible will stop here. So the Gemara Shaila was, how do we know yodis? Yodis heichik sivi. So the Gemara says, we learn out from nozel hazer, and we are makish, and then we are makish, the Ziris to Nedor. It says, Nedor knows it. Now, let us see the Ran. Hochi Garcine. Lasois, Yodois, Neziris, Kineziris. Veloi Garcine, Kinuye, Neziris, Kineziris. Now, the Ran is Moichik, Argirse. And Argirse, it says in the Baraise, Nozir lahazir, lasis kinuye neziris kineziris, viyodis neziris kineziris. That's what it says in our Baraisa. So the Ran is moichik. We are not learning out kinuye neziris. The mimonishich lav mikro nafki. You can't learn it out from a person. Di loshin nochim hein, loitzrichikro. If it's a loshin nochim, the dorm namorim beho, you don't need a posik to tell me that kinuye mel. The Iloshin Chachomim, and if the Tan of the Baraisol's Loshin Chachomim, Heichinavki Mikro, how can you learn Amanashev? If there's a problem, if a Loshin Chachomim, he held, you need a, it's not a Svore, you need a Limut, how can you learn out a Loshin Chachomim from the Posik? Now, let us see the Rosh. The Rosh over here, Nozir Lahazir, the Rosh on the side, Nozir Lahazir, it's around five lines before the lines are getting wide. Nozir Lahazir, Lasse Shodis Neziris Kineziris. Kine Neziris Kedinosva, so the Kine Neziris was brought about Kedin. There's no way. The Laman Doma Shabodom Chachomim, Avamid Rabona, he got the Schoelik on the Ran, the Rosh, he holds his Taka only on the Rabona. It's not the Ran says, it's a Dereis, he holds his Taka on the Rabona. Laman Doma Losh and Nochim, Leiboy Kro. Ve'oi, that's Kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Tavayu Leinavki Michat Kro. That means, let me ask, forget about all Zaitike Kashas. Im keinem anachnu, that you need a posik for kinuyim, so there's two dinim you have to know. You have one yitav and two dinim. So how can you learn out two dinim from one yitav? That's the second kashem of the Rosh. V'chein l'ktoni elom ha-nezirus osa yodis nezirus v'kinu yilei mitkav. And the third kasha the Rosh has, let us see the Loshon HaGemara. When the Gemara feels ois the limut, so the Gemara says, ma nezirus osa bo yodis nezirus ke nezirus, av nedorm osa bo yodis nedorm ke nedorm. What happened with kinuyim? Zaraya, here the Gemara only mentions yodis. That means if the girsa, the Braisa started off with kinuyim and yodis. Mnozel ahazel asis kinuyim neziris, kinezirus v'yodis neziris, kinezirus. And we'll assume it's a real girsa. That you have to, that we have a limud on kinuyim, we have a limud on yodis. Fine. But let's look further in the Braisa. So, what does the, how does the Braisa for Ois? Not last a thousand of Kinui Nazirus. And now the Gemara feels Ois, the Braisa feels Ois. Ma Nazirus also by Yodis Nazirus can Nazirus. Av Nedorim also by Yodis Nedorim can Nedorim. He only speaks about Yodis. What happened with Kinuyim all of a sudden? If we're learning about Kinuyim also, that was the beginning of the Braisa, so why now he's only speaking about Yodis? Is Araya that that kinuyim is, it's kedinos for lavda. So first, let us mention, this is not a dovo muskim. Let us say over a taisvis and saita daf chavdaladomid beis. Taisvis daf chavdaladomid beis says as follows. Vesugie de reish nedorim, tzorich lefrushe hochi, de marbinen minoze lahazir, laseis kinuye nezires kenezires, viodeis nedorim kenedorim, omakish nedorim lezires, versi blinda neda nozel lahazir. Yeah, okay, bin za, yeah. So he says like this. The mashmois tikro loinafke, these halachas will say kinuyim and yodis, you cannot learn out me mashmois tikro, elamiribui tikro, abeloi kro yisere loimistava lerabinu. Without an extra posik, it can't be malbe. Ule meimer to say the lechayev koinom, vikoinos, K'moshe yoimakom, to say without a ribui, that if he said koinem koinus, he should be chayv like he said kom. V'cheinim yoima hareini oyaho, k'moshe yoima hareini noze, hilkach tzorich ko yusayim. That's we need a posik. So we see Tosfos and Soite says klo, that you need a posik for koinem and koinus, you need a posik for yodis. So that's what the Rishonim, the Ran, and the Rosh, schlugged up this Gilse. We have an often a Tosfos and Soite that held up this Gilse. But now we're in hot water. But the Tosfos and Rosh is made of the Kekashas. The Rosh, the Tosfos is so how can you learn how to the Rosh is from one posik? Why later the Gemara is only Messiah? Yodis Nedorim, Yodis Nedorim, Kenedorim. I'd like to say over a Meiridike Teretz that the Yisrein Eir says, he doesn't bring down this Tosfos, but he says, Midatoi Harchove Pshatn Ar Gemore to be Miyashiv this Kirsa. V'lochoyre Yeshmokim Loima Be'emes, the kinuyim mo'ilim mitam yad. Now he says, Amir de Kazakh. Let's say, we'll see, Loshen Shabbodu Chachomet. So we're being mefalpal. Is it a Loshen? Isn't it a Loshen? I got some ice. Zokte, and Be'emes, and this is a Chuvah Sarajba also, that wants to be mitzvah like this. Ba'anan mesaknin dvoro bo'ifan ha'moyu u'chamoyshe kosov ha'ramban. The Ramban we learned yesterday, the Ramban said he said a loshen gavra. Now that is not a loshen of nedorim, but you get the picture from what he wants to do, so no problem. We'll be anan mesaknin dvoro. So he says, could be kinuyim, works also about the others. Your loshen, nish loshen, but a picture I get, so memele, so therefore it helps out the others. And he says, lefia nal, according to, if we will assume that kinuyim helps out the others, he says, we'll be for the kashes from the rosh, and the ran, Osi shaper heitev betufta. To be'emes kinuyim hani gam kem mitad yodis. Lekach iskiro. That's why he mentioned kinuyim, but is it the two types of yodis? There's one type of yodis that a person started off with a loshen, a mitzas loshen, and on the goimrim devoro. Kinuyim is another type of a yad. We do more than that. Not only goimrim dvorov, we figure out what this person wants to say, and we say it for him. So that, but it's also migidrei yodis. Yeah. So he says, So in the beginning, when the Tana wanted to tell us the din, well, we learn out from Nosil Lahazir, we learn out two din. We learn out kinuyi neziris kinaziris and yodish neziris kinaziris. V'shapir talvinan tavayu michat kro. And the kasha, what the Rosh asked on this gear, so how can you learn out two halachas from one yito? It's not two. It's one halach of yodesh. No, it's an elaboration of yodesh. There are two ifanim of yodesh. The posik osi li yodesh luchut. The posik is telling us ilchas yodesh. Umemele mahani kenim gam kem mitanya. Now it's good later when the Gemara feels ois. Man neziris yodis neziris ken neziris af nedorim yodis nedorim ken nedorim. And the Rosh says, what happened with kinuyim? What do you mean what happened with kinuyim? I'm talking about kinuyim also. I just wanted to set you up, to put you on track that lemaise kinuyim is also yodis, but lemaise, it's one din of yodis. Was he shapin namid lo yiskirim b'seifer, v'nichlal v'chlal yodis. U'bereishe lo yinoket lo rak lashminam, the gamzeh mahani mitam yad. The reason he mentioned kinuyim in the first place was to tell you that it's also a yad. But when he feels ois, he just has to tell the ois fear is that yodis nedorim ke nedorim. And with this, he says, if I'm for another kasha, the Rishonim ask, why are you chayiv malkis and a kolben by a nozer? It's only a losh shebodu chachomim. So he says, that's no problem. It works out the others. And he says, and with this, is for I'm for one more kasha. Now, we just learned this, the Gemara said, if it's Loshen Shebodu Chomim, so you have to say first the Poshet, and then the Naposhet, first you have to say Yodis, then you have to say Kinuyim. So Memele, so the Gemara says, yeah, he's Mechasa. So the Gemara answers, that Yodis is in the beginning. Zokti Yisrei Noel, Ube'emes Advorim Atmiim. He says, really, the whole sugya held for a double poshet that you're not mechasa bereisha. That was the whole sugya of the Gemara. So kochoch yodis comes later. Now the Gemara is, but according to this teretz, loshen shabodachop, pin me against the wall. I have to say that he was magdim yodis, and he was mechasa yodis. Ube'emes ha'dvorim atmiyim. So he says it's a pella. The mi ichnisei ata ledoiche kazeh, kimen de kvartiritz belvoche, de muchach mikama duchti de zimnen posach b'may desayim, vim ken kimen de zem muchach ubeloise im ken l'may hutzach litrik lishnu yakan b'oifan nache b'doiche klagia b'reishu. So he says he doesn't understand. The man diomar that holds loshen shabodu chachomim has a problem. Fine. So say the first mahalach. The first mahalach was a good mahalach. The first mahalach is an emes mahalach. The Tana was not makbid. The Tana was not makbid. We see sometimes it's posach v'may the solik, sometimes posach v'may the meforish may the posach. So that's an emes teres. Second teres is, I'll tell you a better pshat. That this Mishnah, he had to be posach b'may the solik, because since yafina le'medrosha, so that's why there's a special reason. Fine, but the Gemara asks, but if you hold that kinuim is loshish abodah chachomim, he couldn't start with kinuim. He has to start with yodis. So according to Ramad Yom Mishver, so it's like the Yisraelim. So very good. So that man diyama learned the first pshat. No, I'm going to say a doichik. I'm going to say the second pshat. He had to be mefarish yodis first. And where does it say yodis? It says yodis first in the Mishnah. I mean, who pinned you to the wall to say such a thing? There's a rafchis the kiteretz that played off. Now, according to the other man diyama, we have another teretz that he was dog. According to you, pashtis, you can't say that. So I'll say a doichik. So he says, Omnom lefianal osi shapir heitev betuftam. But he said, the way I'm saying now, if you hold loshen shebodu chachomim, so we can't say that kinuyim can never be first. Because the whole din of kinuyim is derived from the din of yodoich. That means I have to say this. If I hold loshen shebodu chachomim, to say, not because I want to explain why he's meforish yodis first. I have a problem in the Mishnah. Why was he magdim kinuyim to yodis if the whole din of kinuyim is only because of yodis? He says, akochach, I have to say, that Wataki was mechasa yodis, and the Mishnah started off with yodis, after Yodis came Kinui. That's how a beautiful Mahalach, how the Yisra'el Noah wants to, this is a Teretz on Taisvus and Tzaita, and it's for emphat all the Rishayim's kashas. Now, let us go further in the Gemara. The Gemara said, till now, that we want to know, how do you know Yodis Nedorim Kinedorim? We learn out, there's a Meyutadika Posik, says nozir lahazir, so just like by naziris is yodais naziris kenaziris, so we makish is wadim by nedorim yodais nedorim kenedorim. Uman nedorim, but a hekish works both ways. Uman nedorim oiver bebal yachel bebal taacher af naziris oiver bebal yachel bebal taacher. So when Nezis is over, there's also a Bal Yachel, a Bal Ta'achel. Uma Nedorim Ho'ov Meifer Nidrei Bitoi U'Bal Meifer Nidrei Ishtoi. Af Neziris Ho'ov Meifer Neziris Bitoi U'Bal Meifer Neziris Ishtoi. Let us see the Rav. Uma Nedorim Oiver Be'Bal Yachel U'Bal Ta'achel. Im Omar Kikyo Ze Olai, Ike Bal Yachel. And that's lesser Israel nafshei layach ishki idoneda yeshav shvur lesser Israel nafshei layachel devoris. It says bal yachel by isurei nedorim. Vim noda lohavi kolbin ike bal ta'acher. The love of bal ta'acher is mentioned by nidrei gavoya. So there, so by Nidorim Akeilo, Dr. Hansen and Dav Beis, Nidorim Akeilo, Nidrei Yisr, and Nidrei Gavoya, and by these Nidorim, by Nidrei Yisr, we find by Bal Yachel, by Nidrei Gavoya, we find Bal Ta'achel. So the same thing is by Naziris, is a Bal Yachel or Bal Ta'achel. Now, just like by Nidorim, Habal Meifer Nidrei Ishtoi, Nidrei Inei Nefesh, Dvorim Shebeino Lebeino, Uch Deise Besefri. Meifer Nidrei Bitoi, Kedursiv Im Heini Ovio Iso. Habal Meifer Nidrei Ishtoi, Dursiv Im Hofer Yofer Oiso Isho Biyoim Shomai. Now, Bishalmi Nidorim, is Mo'irer on this run, he says, the run is very modern. Let's first ask the Aposhe Tekashe. He splits up Abal Meifa Nidrei Ishtoi, Nidrei Ninefesh, then Meifa Nidrei Bitoi, then he goes to Nidrei Bitoi, to see Vine Vio Iso, then Abal Meifa Nidrei Ishtoi, he goes back to Nidrei Ishtoi, to see Vimofi Yafra Isam Isha Biyayim Shom. So it's modern, it's a very modern state. Why did he stick in the middle of Nidrei Ishtoi, he brings in Nidrei Bitoi. Then he asks another kasha, the Ran, Amal Meifer Nidrei Ishtoi, Nidrei Inei Nefesh, Udvorim Shebeine Lebeino, Uchede Ise Besefri. So the Ran, when the Ran wanted to explain that a Baal is Mefer, Nidorim Shebeine Lebeino, Lameis Nefesh says in the Post. So that I know, that is Mefer Nidre Inei Nefesh. How do I know that he's Mefer, Nidorim Shebeine Lebeino? So he says, Rdeise Bisefri. Frekte Shalmei Nidorim, to be true, it's in Sefri also, but it's a Gemara writer. The Gemara says this, that a Baal is Mefer, Nidorim Shebeinoi Lebeino, it says, Bebeinish Leishtoi, so the Gemara darshans, that's going on, Dorim Shebeino Lebeino. So therefore, I mean, you have to bring a Sefri, it's a Gemara writer. So because of these two kashas, the Shalmei Nidorim brings down that Bezalel HaKohen was Megiya this Ran, and now the Ran reads completely differently. Habal Meifa Nidrei Ishtoi Dersiv Vim Hofe Yofer Oysam Isha Biyayim Shomai. That's about Meifa Nidrei Ishtoi. Meifa Nidrei Bitoi or it's Nidre Inei Nefesh, Dvorim Shebeine Lebeine Ochede Isa Besefri. Bekitzer, he says that this Loshen, Nidre Inei Nefesh, Dvorim Shebeine Lebeine Ochede Isa Besefri. That means as follows. Let's appreciate what Rabbi Tzalal HaKohen is saying. Further in Masechtas Nedorim, there's a machloikis, the Ran and the Ramba. We find in Posik, when the Posik speaks about the Nedorim, that Baal is Meifa, it says, Lam is Nofesh. And Chazal Darshan, Bein Ish Li Ishtoi. So we learn out that we are in Vom Shebein Elebeino. What is the Hafora of an Ov? So the Rambam holds an Ov is made for all Nidorim. Therefore, it's not Inei Nefesh, it's not Beini Lebeini, an Ov is made for all Nidorim. And the Ram brings a Sefri, that the Sefri says that the haforis ha'ob is dumye the haforas ha'bal. But just like haforas ha'bal is ini nefesh mbeine lebeino, so who are the haforas ha'ob is also ini nefesh mbeine lebeino. Zot rabetzalu lakoyin, that's what the Ram wants to say over here. I see when the Ram wants to explain, meif nidrei bitoi, midorim nidrei nenefesh advom shebeini lebeino ochedi ise besifri. Ad kan l'shoinei, this is what the Shalmi Nidorim says. I'd like to be meisiv anoifach on what he says, because there's one shtikel ha'ore. Fine. Why did the Ram and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, after, good, that's a shaila, if an ov is meifer ol nedorim, if an ov is meifer ol nedorim shebeini lebeino, fine. So when we'll come to the end of the Masechta, we'll delve into the shaila. Why on Daf Gimel all of a sudden the Ram had to tell us, you know, an ov is only meifer nedorim shalini nefesh shebeini lebeino? Why is it necessary to know this over here on Daf Gimel? Tzadach Sechmir, the Ran held it's very necessary. Because let us just look 1 minute on Daf Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara asks Akasha, on this Hekish, what we're learning out Naziris from Nidorim, that just like Nidorim is of his Mefer, so are the Naziris also of his Mefer, Frek de Gemore, Lomili Akeshe, Tesi Bamamatsinum in the door. That's what a Mamatsin, a nozzle is also a nether. There's a nether nozzle. So just like an ov is Mefer, just like the Mefer, just like a Baal and an ov is Mefer, Nidre Ishta Yabita. So the Mefer Nazir is Ishta Yabita. Why do you need a Hekish? So the Gemara says, no, I would make a choice. Dil megabi nedorim hu de meifer, mishum de loy islay ki tzuse. Aber gabi neziris, de islay ki tzuse, de stam neziris lam yoyim eimo loy, kamash molo. So let us see the Ran on this Gemara. So the Ran on the Avdala Damit Bey says as follows. This is the third Ran on the Omid. Mishum de leslay ki tzuse. Nedorim, it's not as man mugbel hilkach. Dinu sheyofer shleitit stair bebeisay elomitz. That means that if we'd only say haforis nedorim, so I say sure, nedorim is less like itzuso. And neder there is no klaus tam nedorim lamed yoyim. And neder is loyal me elomitz. Hashem is shemayim. She'll say that what that I won't eat peiris. So Memela, so this is already a tzar oilami, which he'll have to suffer with. So Memela, this is dvorim shalini nefesh, but not, it's not a ini nefesh, which will pass over. It's a dvor oilami. So there the Torah gave him a koyach to be mefer. A baal can be mefer, an ov can be mefer. But Naziris is only 30 days. So what's the big deal? So she won't drink wine for 30 days. She'll be irritable for 30. Abba Chaim, it's not a kvel. So I would think Bechlali doesn't have a koyach hafor. So that's why Tongas a hekish. No, just like by Nedorim is a koyach hafor, by Nezirs he also is a koyach hafor. Frekt Rav Shmuel Grzovsky, he asks, Bishloime, according to the Ram, that an ov can also only be mefer nedorim shalini nefesh, the same like a baal. So if I guess, I would think ini nefesh means ini nefesh elomi. But ini nefesh zmani, that's not called ini nefesh. So memele, so that's why I need a posik to tell us that he's mefer neziris ishto yubitoi. That's a chiddush, I need a hekish for it. But according to the Rambam, that the Rambam holds an ov is made for all nedarim. That doesn't need a tnai of any nefesh. Any nether that she makes an Ov can be Meifa, so why do you need a Posik to tell me that an Ov can be Meifa Naziris? As if I Rav Shmuel after Rambam. So this Kasha, the Ran held, when Argamora brought down the Hekish, so the Ran had this Kasha also, he had Rav Shmuel's Kasha. So therefore, the Ran wanted to say, no, there's no problems the way I learned the Gemara. Because an Ov can also only be made for Nidre in a Nefesh. That's a Sefri. So that, therefore, the Ran and that Gimel had to tell us his Shita, that an Ov can only be made for Nidre in a Nefesh. So Memela, so it's very good. The Gemara, that's why we need the Hekish. Because I would think Ini Nefesh is only Ini Nefesh Eilami. But Ini Nefesh Zmani is not called Ini Nefesh. That's what we need the Hekish. We learn our Naziris from the Dorim. Yeah, let us go further in the Gemara. Maishno, frek the Gemara. Now, so Bekitza, but where are we up to? We just learned out now that we asked, how do we know Yodais by Nedorim? We know Yodais from, we learn out from Nozil Hazel. Frek the Gemara, Maishne Gabi Neziris, to see Nozil Hazel. So fine, so that's how we know Yodais. The Dorim Nami Oksib Linder Neder. So it's also okay for Losh. So why did the Tana have to tell us that I know Nedorim from a Hekish, the same way you know Nozir from a Yito, you know Nedorim also from a Yito? So the Gemara says, Anshuldik, because of Neder, Linder, Kedersiv Nozir, Lahazir, if it would say Taka Neder, Linder, it says the noun before the verb, like it says Nozir, Lahazir, the camera, then you ask him the kekasha, like tzorcha kesha. I don't need a hekesh. Abahash to receive linder neder, dibratoire kaloshim b'nei odom. Linder neder is b'chol not a yito. So that is why you have to learn, that's why you have to learn the dorim from the ziris. Frek de gemore, so it's very good. So you're explaining me that Linda Neder is not Miyuta. I Linda Neder, my Ovid lay. So what does he do with the Linda Neder? And for the Gemara, Dorish lay, he holds Lasse Shodis Nedorim Kinedorim. He holds Yodis Nedorim, Kinedorim, you learn not like this Tan of the Baraisa. The Tan of this Baraisa holds Dibrotei Kaloshim B'nei Yod. So Memele, he doesn't have a limit of Yodis by Nedorim. So he has to learn out Nedorim from the Ziris with a Hekish. But you're asking that Tane that holds that Loi Dibrotei Kaloshim B'nei Yod, so he could learn out Yodis from Linder Neder. You're right. So Linda Neder is coming to tell us Yodais by Nedorim, Makish Nezires la Nedorim, and we'll learn out the Yodais by Nezires from Nedorim. Now let us see Rashi. Dra. The Siv Nozelazer, the Labuchi, the Krohochi, the Loilom Hamoker Kaidem al Shem Hapaule. It means that the verb is before the noun. Can receive lesser iso lekayim kol dover. Agavucha Rabbein Avrom in the whole wants to say a different word. The Ran is telling us in digduk that's the proper way. Lesser iso lekayim kol dover. The Rabbein Avrom in the whole says in pashtei dekro it's yodais. Neder nozir means a neder that the nozir made. Lahazir means he intends to become a Nazir. It means he did not say a Loshen of Naziris. No, that's the Taich Yodis. I understand from him he wants to become a Nazir. So Memele, so in Pashti the courts, Neder Nazir Lahazir. So say Neder Linder also be good. He made a Neder or Linder. That's the Ben Avom in the whole says Pshat. Linder Neder my Ovid like. The Hanavkalei Mekesha, the Naziris. So the Gemara asks, what does he do with the Lindel Neder? He learns it out from the Hekish of Naziris. Benirali. The Mishim Hochi Maksha Hochi Lindel Neder my Ovidle. In the beginning, the Gemara, here the Gemara asks, what does he do with Lindel Neder? Ole'el besomach akshei hekeisha lomali. Now let us explain what Ran is asking. Ran is asking the Bemison Amir de Kekasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Nedorim nami oksiv linder neder. The Gemara says it says linder neder, Bekeisha lomali. So what was the first Kasha? The first Kasha was, so why did the Tana have to bring me a hekish? I have the same yito that I have by Naziris, I have by Nedor, Linda Nedor only. So why did the Tana have to bring a Hekish? So the Gemara says, I don't have, it's a divotekel loshim b'nei yod. Fine. So it's no kasha why I need the Hekish, because I don't have a yito by Nedor. So what is the kasha? Why do you need a Hekish? The Gemara says, no, I need a Hekish, because I don't have a yito. Like the Gemara, Anichal man the Islay Dibratoy Koloshim Neyodom, Alaman the Leslay Dibratoy Koloshim Neyodom, so what should be the Kasha? We're back to the old Kasha. Hi Hekesha Lomali. Here the Gemara is Hi Linder Nedom Ayovidle. All of a sudden the Gemara asks differently. What do you do with Linder Nedom? This problem the Ran wants to solve. So the Ran says as follows. Linder Nedom Ayovidle. The Nakle Mekesha in the Zirus. The nearly the Mishimochi Makshoch Linder Neda my overlay, Lael Besomachakshi Akeshalom. So what is Pshat in the two way fanam how to ask? Mishum. The Hecha the Marine Bereish Per Kama the Gdushin, the Milsa Dossi Bekabachoyme Toch Bekosov Loko. Ochinami, Milsa Dossi Bekesha Efshe the Toch Bekosov Loko. That means when to ask a kasha, why do you need Linder Neder? I have a hekish. That's no kasha. That's not a gefelach and kasha. Toch because of loko. Obereis is a neshech amrine milsa dosa b'gzei reshove toch because of loko. Mishamochi le makshi bereisha Linder Neder my overlay. The first kasha was not what, why do you need the Linder Neder? You have a hekish. The absolute truye. Va'afo gam dakshino rachmona toch l'michto b'chol chad ribuye liyod. The first kasha was a gishmaki kasha. The kivin, the kos of rachmona, b'chol chad ribuye liyodis. Each one has a ribuy. Lomalei litane la'asmuchi aikesh. The whole kasha was on the Tana. The Tana tells us, I know yodis by nedorim because of a hekish, please. You know yodis by nedorim because it says, b'feir shiita by nedorim. So the Gemara's kasha, to begin with, was a kasha. Why did you have to bring a hekish? And that kasha, the Gemara answers, the Tana holds, I don't have a pasuk by Nidorim, because holds Dibrotei Koloshim Bnei Yodim. I will be somach, lebos of the Polish Hashas. The man, the Yom Dibrotei Koloshim Bnei Yodim, it's a hekish. So my mail of the Bereis is good already. The Tana had to bring a hekish, because this Tana holds, I don't have a droshim. Kaboy leman the yomer lidibratoyre, but according to that man the yomer lidon neder my ovidle. The leimotzer lemifrech alibe hakeisha lomali. Why do you have to learn out from a hekish? Leishaminale lidei demafik leliyodis mekeisha. He that tana that says lidibratoyre. He said that you learn out from a hekish. The braisa libe deman the yomer dibra also. So you can't ask a kasha. Why did you bring a hekish? And shuldik, I never bought a hekish. The other Tana brought a hekish. Miu porchle, kiven dal kochach hekish in a kosov, din de dedem I overlay. So what, there is a hekish, what do you do? Now this kash is not such a starke kash. The avogav, the efse, the torch, the kosov kov. I mean, it's not ekvelt, could be torch, the kosov kov. Could be chol chad, the chad ribuy, bloy somach hekish. So that's why the first kasha was an Eisenach kasha. Why does the Tana have to learn out from the Hekish if there is a Beferish Yito? And that the Gemara answers that the Tana of the Bereis who learns out from the Hekish holds Dibra Teiris, he doesn't have a Yito. The second kasha of the Gemara is, It's not a bomba of a kasha, but the Gemara says, since we do have a hekish, why do you not need Linder Neder? If you want to tell me Torah because of Lakra, I won't fight with you. But I just would like to correct. I had skipped a line in the beginning of Daf Gimel. But just let us go back to the third line of the Gemara. Viboy Yisayim of the Gemara said, Yoda is Aide da Osim Midroshe Meforesh Lohim Bereshe. Since we learn out the din yodis and madrosha, that's why he explains it first. So the Gemara asked, "Beliftach hodein bereisha." So start off with yodis. If there's a chshive of osilei madrosha, so start off with yodis. So the Gemara answers, "Miftach posach bikinuyim deiraisa bereisha." First, he starts off with the poshet dinim. And then he explains yodos that we learn out from Madrashah.